Middlesex pushed even further clear at the top of the county championship by beating Durham in today's action, while the seven other matches will go down to a final day tomorrow. Middlesex have dominated at Lords from the opening day, and after declaring on 536 for 9, they bowled Durham out for 252 in their second innings to seal a win by an innings and 80 runs, Ollie Rayner taking 5 wickets for the hosts. Yorkshire, their nearest challengers who are in action this week, are up against it against Lancashire. They posted 360, replying to 494, before Lancashire closed on 70 without loss. That's a lead of 204. Hampshire declared on 393 for 7 against Nottinghamshire. Jimmy Adams and Tom Allsop both just missing out on centuries to set their opponents, who closed on 42 for 2, 468 to win. Also losing wickets late in the day were Warwickshire, who after being set 396 to beat Surrey, closed on 2 for 1 to set things up nicely for tomorrow, Surrey having made 390 in their second innings. In Division 2, Sussex claimed the extra half hour against Gloucestershire but couldn't quite force a result. They were bowled out for 527 and then reduced Gloucestershire to 149 for 8 at stumps, still 11 runs behind. Derbyshire were bowled out for 165 and followed on against Essex, and although Billy Godelman made 100 and Wayne Madsen passed 1,000 runs for the season, Derbyshire closed 152 behind on 213 for 5. Northamptonshire declared on 397 for 7 after Rob Newton made 202 not out against Leicestershire, who extended their lead to 171 by making 49 without loss in their second innings. Worcestershire were bowled out for 393 by Glamorgan, who were as a result set a target of 277. They closed on 16 for 1, and all results are still possible tomorrow.